This is Carl Shinneman, Director of Legal Analytics and Review at JourNov, and welcome to another edition of ESI Bytes, where we offer information from national speakers and electronic discovery at a price everyone can afford, which is free and available when they're interested to listen to it, which is when you want to download it. Today we're doing something a little different. I was at Legal Tech last week, February 1st, 2010 through February 3rd, 2010. Billed and advertised as the biggest legal tech show in the world. So I've done sort of a guerrilla type show where I went around and interviewed some of the people who were in attendance, but I also wanted to give my impressions of Legal Tech for those around the country who haven't been. First of all, it's a great chance to see lots of products and hear speakers. And you know, from my assessment of walking around the booths, which are on two very large floors and spread throughout the Hilton Hotel in Midtown, there seem to be lots of tools which offered early case assessment, which is no surprise since a lot of people have been focusing on that this past year. There seem to be a lot of tools in processing. And then concept searching seem to be working its way into a number of the review platforms. The best thing about wandering around the trade show is it's free. For those who haven't been there, there's no charge. And there are some of the presentations that are available to attend and listen as part of that purchase price of free, which is the same price as ESI Bytes. I'm not going to complain about it. I think it's a great price. I personally miss much of the presentations because I was spending time either around the trade show area or the way I used the Legal Tech Conference was set up meetings in a suite that I'd rented to talk about what my company, JourNov, has been up to with integrating concept searching and processing tools into some of the tools that we have. But I did catch a really good presentation on search and retrieval with Ralph Losey and Jason Barron both taking on advocates for keyword searching versus concept searching. Gene Thomas played the client in the middle, and Judge Grimm played the judge, and it was very interesting and very timely. I also used the show as a really good opportunity to talk to guests who've been on the show before and to meet dozens of fans of ESI Bytes, some of them from around the world, which was really pretty interesting. And lastly, on a personal note, I had a birthday party for myself. It was my 45th birthday on Monday night in New York, and I got a chance to invite a number of good eDiscovery friends from around the country since I figured what a great chance to meet up with people. Had some neat guests, including Laura Zubelake and Kevin Esposito, and a number of the other featured speakers on the shows came up. And Laura and Kevin are on the picture we've used for the show. But the last thing I did was I did a little bit of roving around and talking to some of the guests. And this is really what I saw. These are live clips. So let me play some of these, and I'm going to edit these into the show now. Hi, I'm here with Kevin Esposito with Robolex Incorporated. Kevin, if you mind sharing with me, what do you see the biggest issues you see facing people in electronic discovery?
I think the biggest issue right now is simply volume and the way the volume's dried up for the past 3 years. Everyone's fighting for the same amount of business, and having something that really differentiates you from other people is going to be.
And where are you focusing your biggest effort at Robolex in keeping on top of electronic discovery?
Well, right now our biggest efforts are in trying to appeal to the small, medium-sized business as opposed to going after the Fortune 50 the way most people are doing. There's a lot of people out there who don't have the attention of the large business organizations and we're trying to help them out of it.
Okay, and do you have any predictions for 2010?
Not predictions, maybe hopes and aspirations. I hope that business gets better for everyone. I hope that the economy turns around, and I'm certain that if the economy turns around, more of the eDiscovery will begin to expand as well.
And last question. I know we're just starting off here Monday, and you're looking at the big room here. Have you seen anything here that stands out yet here at Legal Tech 2010?
I think what stands out is that the atmosphere appears to be a little bit brighter than it was last year. And I've always referred to Legal Tech as FAO Schwartz for lawyers. Everyone's here to see the tools and the toys. But I've seen an awful lot more smiling faces here as opposed to what I've seen in the past.
Great. Well, thanks a lot, Kevin. We'll put this up on ESI Vice.
Great.
I'm here with Peter Vogel from law firm Gardier Wynn Sewell, based in Dallas, Texas. And Peter, wanted to ask you, what's the biggest issue that you see facing electronic discovery?
Well, I think it's the lack of management of the actual discovery process that lawyers sort of handed off to consultants without being part of the process, and I think lawyers need to learn a lot more and be involved in the process.
Okay, and where are you focusing your biggest efforts in 2010 to keep on top of electronic discovery?
Well, I think probably what I'm spending most of my energy on is about 6 years ago, my law firm, I started an e-discovery group, and it's really training our lawyers. And not just the trial lawyers, but our transactional lawyers, because they're the ones that create the evidence. So we're trying to give them and the paralegals advice about what to do so that they don't mess it up and destroy them with spoliation problems later.
Okay, and do you have any predictions for 2010?
Not yet. It's a little early. It's just barely February. I don't know. I think what's happening is I think judges are getting accustomed to the federal rule, the new federal rules. And a lot of, obviously, as you know, a lot of the states have adopted the federal rules. So there's more and more usage of it. Although I still run into judges who tell me they don't even have electronic discovery disputes. Just saw one last week in Texas State Court. So I think it's scattered all over the place. But it's in every single lawsuit, in every case in the country. So it's inevitable. Judges are going to run into it.
Okay, great. Well, thanks again, Peter, for joining us. Peter Vogel from the Gardier firm in Dallas, Texas.
Thanks. Thanks for joining. Let me join you today on your birthday.
Thank you very much. Hi, I'm here with Kelly Twigger from ESI Attorneys from Milwaukee, and we're here at Legal Tech 2010. Kelly, what have been your reaction thus far to the programming here at Legal Tech?
I think that the programming has brought together a lot of the real thought leaders in e-discovery and thinking about new ways to deal with the challenges that we face with the volume of information that's available. There have been a lot of great nuggets to take back to work with clients. Good opportunities to see what new technological solutions are out there with vendors, and it's been very informative.
Have you found walking around the exhibit area helpful in terms of sort of vetting out new technology? Do you have any advice to people that maybe come here?
Yes, I would say that the booths that are set up are great. It would be useful to have in advance vendors a little bit more sorted by the type of technological solutions that they offer. So if you're looking for a solution in a particular category, then you could find that as opposed to trying to search around by the names of companies, which often don't really portray exactly what they're doing. Because there are so many solutions out there. You know, there are a lot of things that I look to advise clients on, whether it's with document management systems or review tools or filtering or whatever it might be, and to understand exactly what the services are that they provide as opposed to a general listing of where they're located would be more useful.
You know, it's a lot like e-discovery. Simple things like how the elevators work and layout of the room, but we all get enamored and hear the toys. Anyway, well, Kelly, thank you very much for your observations. You think you'll come back next year?
I think I probably will.
Okay.
I will. Thanks, Carl.
Hi, this is Carl Schinneman again from ESI Bytes. We're at Legal Tech 2010, and this is the first show which has actually had alcohol involved. We're going to get the true laydown of what's happening at Legal Tech, and I'm here with Eddie Kogan. Catellus.
That's right. Catellus, Carl. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. And first of all, we're halfway through the conference. What's your perception thus far?
Well, first of all, a lot more people than there were last year, and a lot more focus on, I think, early case assessments.
Yeah, I'd say early case assessments and one of the buzz. Between that and everyone seems to be adding concept search tools, these are the two trends I saw.
What is your sense of the quality of the traffic that you're seeing?
I think pretty good people and some very, very interesting conversations, and also some very good discussions in some of the open sessions, particularly around new technologies and the maturity of concept 13 now as an approach, and also the use of things like log files and relationship analysis to understand who are the custodians that you might be missing and how can you get a better picture earlier on in the cycle.
Okay, and what's your predictions for the coming year in e-discovery? What are you seeing thus far?
That's an extraordinarily difficult question to answer. I think if we all have more business and more of an unlocking of what corporate counsel are trying to do, we've seen last year a lot of reticence to move into investigations, a reluctance to spend money because of the unpredictability of the cost associated with e-discovery. And I think the industry is trying to address and try and deliver more of a predictable cost model, and I think that should loosen things up and bring more business to everybody and reduce risk for corporations.
Well, great. Thanks for your insights, and we look forward to having you on a future podcast and talk about a couple of ideas. So.
Absolutely. Thanks for your time, Carl. Enjoy the party.
Hi, this is Carl Schinneman again. We've just finished up Legal Tech 2010, and I'm here with the CEO of Cricket Legal Technologies, Chris Olson. Chris, you've been in Legal Tech, 25 years in a row, you said?
Yeah, well, I've been in the business for 25 years on the vendor side. I'm going to say I've probably been 20 years in Legal Tech, of that 25.
What brings you back every year? What's the sort of the advantage of coming to Legal Tech?
Well, as a service provider, number one, if you're not at Legal Tech, it raises questions in people's minds, what's wrong with them. And so it's, and one aspect is a necessary evil. We do enjoy having a booth at Legal Tech because you get to see, collaborate with a lot of the other vendors that are out there. In this day and age, with the maturity of their software, there's a lot of partnering going on to offer better services, and certainly to see your clients, whether from law firms or corporations, remain in a cutting edge position in terms of your product. Feedback is great for us on these things.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, I was at a session on search and retrieval, and one-third of the audience was in-house, one-third was vendor, one-third were law firms. It was incredible to see the variety of people. Do you sense that when you're seeing people walking around at the exhibit?
No, absolutely. As e-discovery becomes more and more the concern and a focus for clients today, a lot of them are bringing the work in-house, are hiring law firms to bring in-house or find cost-effective solutions for e-discovery, so, which is the end goal for everybody out there.
Well, again, those were some of the live interviews conducted at Legal Tech, and I hope I highly recommend attending it if you've been on the fence before, especially if you're in that area, New York, D.C., Philly. It's easy to catch transportation in just for a day and just catch just one day to walk around the trade show. And maybe I'll see you next year. So that would be great. And if you happen to see me at one of those events, please come up and let me know what you think of ESI Bytes, and let me know if you have any other ideas for shows or ideas for improvements. That's basically about it. So to the listeners, if you've enjoyed this podcast, I would encourage you to go to www.esibytes.com for a complete list of our shows. That's esibytes.com. You can also remember our show and website phonetically because those letters spell the phrase Easy Bytes if you sound it out. And incidentally, that's also how I'd like you to remember our show because it's not just Easy Bytes of ESI information, but more importantly, easily digestible. So however you choose to remember us, come to ESI Bytes to learn more about eDiscovery before ESI bites you back. This is Carl Schinneman, Director of Legal Analytics and Review from Jurnov, wishing you a nice day.